Journey to Believable. He's featured in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Secrets of Highly Successful Network Marketers. And he's put together his own training called Follow Your Bliss that has been transforming people's lives now for, what is it, a year and a half, Lenny? I'm not quite sure. It might even be two, but oh my gosh, what it's done. So it's really my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so much, Udonna. Thank you, all of you, for showing up and for being here in this community. We're just all so grateful for all of the awarenesses that we all have. And, you know, it's really true that your awareness, my awareness, we grow together and we share together. And, you know, we're on this journey. I know it seems like we're all alone sometimes, for sure. It's like network marketing, kind of. It's like when you make that call, you kind of are alone until you bring in someone else to help. And but that's just an illusion. We really are all completely connected, and I'm just so grateful for it. And let's just all start off with a big, deep breath this morning, just in case, for whatever reason, you haven't had a chance to take a full deep breath. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And let it out. So beautiful that we can tap in that quickly. You know, one of my mentors recently shared this idea with me that every fifth breath deserves to be a deep one. And we get to that place where it's automatic, automatic. We breathe in the car. We breathe before we make a call. We breathe after a call. We breathe as we pray before a meal, and so on and so forth, and it just becomes more and more automatic. So anyway, guys, so grateful. I'm just, I love Tuesdays with Udonna Power. She is powerful, you know, because she's done the work, and she loves so deeply, and just, she's in love with life, and you can feel it, you can see it, you can sense it, and she's at a place, I believe, and she can correct me maybe if it's not true, but I really don't. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean this in the most glorious way. She's not concerned what you and I think about her. That's the attraction. The attraction is that she's not really concerned. She's not concerned at all. She cares about what she believes and what God believes and what that means to her. And so, Udonna, I'm just so grateful for Tuesdays and what you bring to our call and our community. So I want to turn the call over to you.
Oh, thank you. Wow, Lenny, what a remarkable thing to say, you know, because for so many years I was so concerned and so constrained and so, you know, tied up with, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I was concerned about what people thought of me, because it was a leap. And I have a little exercise that I use, and we will do that at Follow Your Bliss, that is quite breaks that pretty quickly, but it's, you know, when we start finding who we really are, then, oh my gosh, and we don't care what people think about us, but we're operating from love, it just, the whole world starts to open up. Thank you. What a lovely thing to say. Thank you. Well, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to talk to you, I want to interview you today, because you've got something coming up, and I'm thrilled about it. I'm actually really, really excited about it, and I wanted you to talk about it. We also have a guest who's going to talk about his experience with it, but you've got Follow Your Bliss coming up, a new one. And can you tell us, first of all, the dates that it's going to be, so that people really know what can orient themselves, what we're talking about?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. This one is going to be called Follow Your Bliss 4, Step Through Your Next Door. And it's going to be based, the dates are November 6th, November 7th, November 8th. Those are the actual days of the retreat in St. George, Utah at the Green Valley Resort and Spa. And I've negotiated a special room rate for $109 plus tax.
Oh, my God.
To have these beautiful suites. The Green Valley Resort has a hotel associated with it that's four-star. It's the only four-star resort, actually, ranked four-star in St. George. And it's just beautiful. It's a complete takeover. We'll be there on those dates. I have magnificent people coming to both participate so far and to help share ideas. But I'll tell you real quick, Udonna, I just want to get this out. The reason for this event is because 10 years ago, I jumped into a new type of business. It was something I didn't understand. It was called network marketing, and it was with this company called ICSX. I had no idea what I was getting into, but once I understood what it was and I started to break it down and learn what network marketing really was, not what I thought it was, but what it really was for me, I realized in an instant, Udonna, in one instant, that without personal growth, no matter how much someone wanted to become successful in a network marketing business, they were going to need a large therapeutic dose of personal growth, like a large dose, like a intentional dose of growth. And so I put together my first get-together. I guess you could call it a retreat for lack of a better word. But I had 9 people come to that first one. And of those 9 people, 7 are millionaires today. Now, I don't say that to boast. I don't say that to impress. I say that to factually say I was right, that we all deserve and desperately desire, I hope, personal growth, because the only thing that can stop someone in this world of network marketing is to not be aware and open to how life really works, how on the inside, on the outside. So I started doing these, and I've done so many over the years, and that has been the entire idea of putting together a retreat at this level, so that we can gather together, we can turn off the world for a second, we can really dig deep into some personal growth doctrine, if you will, and then we can take off out of that event and form the ultimate mastermind with everyone included. And I do daily calls for a time period where we get to mastermind the things that we've learned, and wow, things ignite. Does that all make sense? Does that answer those questions?
Yes. So what I'm hearing is we get to step out of our daily routine and go to this beautiful spa in St. George, Utah, and just stay there for 3 days absorbing all of this. And I was concerned about now, first of all, that you reorient, and we'll talk more about that, and I'd love to know more about what the training is going to be like over the weekend, and in terms of the personal growth, and do you also teach about network marketing? But that follow-up when people get home is so important, because I can see how Jeff and Debbie Beebe have just accelerated, and how I can't think of her name, has gone off from, now she's up at 6 circles. I don't have my card in front of me. She's up my organization. But
Casey, of course.
How their whole lives have totally accelerated and turned around. It's like somebody just put their foot on the gas and put it to the floor. And that was also because of the continuing connection after you get home. Is that correct?
Well, 100%. No, there's no question. It's about what we do with the awareness, how we activate it, how we take our lives to the next level. And, you know, I always love that people that attend trust my inspiration to – I always love to pick a book. Every time I've done this – I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And everyone – the goal – I can't force anybody to do anything, but the goal is to pick up a copy of the book that I choose, which I've already chosen – called A Happy Pocket Full of Money. It's the greatest book I've ever read, you know. And out of all the thousands of books that I've read, it makes the most sense to me. And so that is going to be the actual document, the text for the event. And so every trainer will be teaching from that book. Now, they can add other things, and that's fine, and I'll be dealing with all of my trainers one-on-one and talking through what pieces – you know, they feel strongly about teaching, but it will always tie back into A Happy Pocket Full of Money on this go-around. And so then people can take that and just ignite. Now, not to mention that November, that those dates in St. George, it's kind of, they say it's a little like the Garden of Eden. It'll be about 78, 79, you know, when we go outdoors and we learn how to earth and connect with nature and slow down and learn the laws of nature, learn the laws of cause and effect, learn the law of non-resistance, really learn it deeply so that we can make more sense about life and it becomes joyful and easeful. And that's the question I ask. Do you want more ease in your life or do you want more of the opposite? And that is what happens because everything's right there for us. And so I just get so excited about the people that decide to come. You know, we've been selling tickets like hotcakes ever since we put it out there last week. But each person that makes the decision to come affects all of us because they bring with it their own set of excitement and their own set of desires and their own set of goals. And so every single person affects the whole. It's just so exciting. You could tell I get excited about it.
It is pretty remarkable, and I would love to know who's training. And I think we have a gentleman on the phone who went, I think it was a year and a half ago, and he had an attitude that he was not quite sure he wanted to be there. And I just would love to hear from him how that worked for him. Should we ask him to come on and speak right now?
Well, it depends on who it is, but let's see who it is.
Yeah. Jet Phoebe, are you there?
I am hearing you, Donna.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, brother.
That's my SB right there.
The what?
I'll explain it later, but that's my SB.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Good. Well, you know, I know you went. When did you go? Was it a year ago, a year and a half ago?
I think it was the second one Lenny put on. And, and it's so cool. I picked up on the little thing that you said about not caring what other people think. And when I first went, Debbie told me about it, and I was new at all this, and I was that guy that nobody needed to get into my space, nobody needed to know my business, and I'm like, what? Really, babe, we're going to go to some I'm not even into yoga. We're going to go to some yoga thing, and I said, I don't mind the training part, and then when I get there, I meet Lenny, and
uh-huh.
I meet all these happy people in there, and I'm thinking, this is a little weird. Everybody's breathing deep, taking deep breaths. I don't know yoga, and I'm telling you, I was the guy that sat by the back door. And anytime they said get close to somebody or pick somebody, I was the business guy that had to go out and make a phone call. And I found one guy in there that I felt safe with, and that's Jim Rones. I just connected with him. I thought, that's the guy I can run to and be safe. And he's just got a big heart, caring heart. And but within half a day, Mr. SB right there, and I'll tell you, he's my soul brother now, he called me out, and we had to run around to people. You know, he said, I want you to find somebody you haven't found, you haven't been with, and probably half that event, half that morning, I slipped out, so I wasn't with anybody. I slipped out, and in the middle of the event, everybody ran to somebody, and I was touching my phone like I got to slip out again. Sweaty palms, and right before I hit the door, then he goes, Jeff, excuse me, can you maybe do that in a little bit? I don't have a partner. And I thought, what a jerk, he's calling me out in front of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And so I came up, and from that point on, I just realized he made us look each other deep in each other's eyes and make a connection and something. A connection happened, and, you know, it's just, it's where you realize, you know what, the heck am I doing? I'm sitting here putting up a barrier around myself, and the only person that's hurting is me. And so,
wow.
To be able to go to something like that and just be around that many loving people, and once the barrier went down and all the training happened, Debbie and I learned, and I know she learned so much, but me personally, from personal growth and to just be open to the training instead of worrying about what other people think,
yeah,
and learning about yourself I think it was a big breakthrough for me to, out of all these events we go to, this, hands down for me, and this is my personal outtake of it. For me, it was the big one because it was personal developing one-on-one with a group of people that are just loving, and it broke me down. It broke me down and taught me how to be myself and not worry about what other people think and just be myself. Don't try being somebody else. So,
wow.
And the training there is unbelievable. You know, we have the top trainers in the world there, and to be able to sit in a relaxed mode, not uptight, because who cares what everybody thinks about you? We do some trippy stuff there, stuff I've never did before, grounding myself in the dirt and all this stuff. So it was a great experience for me. I want everybody to go to this thing. So for me, it was a breakthrough, Lenny, and I just thank you so much for always being there for us.
Wow, it sounds like it penetrated at that point when you looked at him in the eyes. I mean, there's always a point that it goes, powerful. So then that lets everything else in. What has that done for your business? Just so that people can understand that.
Business wise, when I left there, I just realized, you know, cause I was so uptight, you know, before, cause we never did network marketing. We never did. I've always had the knack to, you know, talk to people and push crews around and do all that. So I was the power person of pushing crews around. But it just made me, leaving there, it took all the nervousness sort of out of me on talking to people about what I do. Because before, I was all about, I would always look up to these other people and look, okay, how are they doing this? How are they doing this? I got to figure this out. I got to take notes. And then I was sitting there trying to imitate them in my conversations to other people, and it doesn't work. You can't, I mean, you can, how you do, you take tidbits of these people, Liddy, you, all these top leaders, Rhonda Collier, you take tidbits of all these top people, and you turn it into yourself. And that's what I learned, is you just be yourself, but you take all this knowledge and you take these pieces and you implement them into your words. Don't try taking them into their words. Their words might not be something you would ever say. And people will catch that in a heartbeat. So that sort of, for me, is what I took out of it, is just be yourself. Don't care about what people think of you, but you got to be yourself, because people, and I've known this for a while, people buy you. They don't buy whatever you're selling. We have the most phenomenal product in the world. And but once you can go to something like this, and everybody's on this call knows you, Hugh Donato, you're a light, a room of light. And Lenny is unbelievable when it comes to waking up in the morning and listening to him and getting all the joy. He's like pouring a bunch of juice down your body. That's a E shot that gets you going. So I can't say enough about just the business aspect of it and what the joy I got of the training. That it has turned us around on just how to talk to people and be comfortable.
That's phenomenal. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. And Lenny, the profound work that you're doing on the inside and that you're sharing with all of us, and now with Follow Your Bliss, you're providing for all of us. Just, is there anything else you want to say that I don't have the good sense to ask?
Well, you know, just Jeff, brother, soul brother, man, I just love you. And we knew we were going to be, you know, connected for the rest of this life, you know, as soon as we had a chance to connect. And I just want to say that that's what I love about, first of all, our community, the willingness to do these types of this work. And I just want to say that on the inside, so on the outside. So the whole crux of everything. I just want to read this, and then I want to ask a question and make an announcement here real quick. But I want to read this real quick because I think it's worth it. It's on the back of the book that will be the text for our next retreat in November in St. George. And it says true wealth. It says true wealth is not about buckets of cash. True wealth is not about designer clothes. It's not about a new Mercedes. It's not about living in a palatial estate. True wealth is about discovering the value within yourself and the value within other people. It is about a kind of conscious living that incorporates gratitude, a belief in abundance, and the experience of joy.
Wow.
And when you tap into that, everything becomes blissful. So when you follow your bliss, when you find out what that bliss is, the joy, the love, and you follow it, well, Joseph Campbell said that God himself, well, I think he said the universe, but I say God himself will open doors where there were only walls before. So we welcome you. And, you know, I was looking, because I have a lot going on in putting this together, and I was noticing that every one of my trainers that I have on this daily call, the Monday trainer, Dave and Carrie MacArthur, are presenting. Wednesdays is Rhonda. Of course, Rhonda's coming to present. Thursdays, Casey Clough is coming. Fridays, well, I should probably be there to lead a few discussions here and there. But Tuesday is not there represented on the picture. So, Udonna, I was wondering if you would consider coming and training at Follow Your Bliss.
I would love to. I would just love to. Thank you.
Yes.
We'll do it.
See, that's how this works, guys. You ask
that's
the question.
Awesome.
And it happens, and it happens, and it happens. And, of course, Jeff and Debbie, man, they're going to probably be millionaires by November. So they'll be – I just get so excited about everything that's happening, you guys. And so, yes, let's do this.
Can I say one more
thing? I can handle 127 people. And so be sure to, you know, get that ticket, get come. Because it's going to be the best retreat ever. Because we're all peaking. We're all really starting to peak in our own personal game, in our own personal light. And it's just going to be something that ignites 2016 because we're going to go right into the new year from,
yeah.
You know, November, December, bam, we're going to take on 2016 with just all of the goodness and passion and excitement and purpose. We're all going to be so tapped into living our purpose. And so I just get so excited. So, Udonna, thank you, Jeff. Oh, my goodness, brother. Thank you. And
I think
Lenny, I'm so excited
something.
About this.
Lenny, real
Jeff
quick.
Jeff wants to say something.
I just want to tell everybody that after leaving this event, I've never been surrounded. I've learned just you're surrounded by nothing but positive and motivating people, and I never experienced that in my life. I've been surrounded by them, but not everybody. This whole everybody you meet at this thing, you're gonna become best friends with, and everybody uplifts you. And Lenny Evans told me, I asked him, I said, okay, how do I do this as a business? And he said, just don't ever give up. And that man's been there every second since I've left, since I first met him for me, no matter what. So I don't ever be nervous about going. When I said something's weird or this or that, there's nothing weird about this thing. It is the best thing you've ever done in your life. It was just weird for me at first, but you guys are going to love it.
So thank you. And what I think is we just put ourselves on the tracks, read the book again, read parts of the book, journal about the book, whatever it is, put ourselves on the track to get there, and then just follow the ice of brick road, and just do what you put out in front of us. So it's like almost like a going to Disneyland, except it's discovering in different adventures about ourselves. And just we don't have to make it up. We just have to get on the journey ourselves. And that is that kind of what happens. Because that's what I'm watching, people doing it and just doing what you tell them to do, that's what happens.
You do this,
100%.
You do this, 100%, your business, if you follow what they teach you, we do it's a no-brainer. Your business, it takes off. That's for us.
Bingo.
You got to do the work, but but you listen to what Lenny says, and these people say, it's a no-brainer. Lenny told me just, I said, how do I do it? He said, just don't give up. Stay focused, stay positive, stay loving, and share the gift, and don't give up. And it works.
It integrates. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Lenny. Thank you so much. You might want to say again the dates, and you want to give the cost and all of that?
Yeah, we'll put it out. We put it out on a couple of Facebook groups.
Okay.
Just a couple so far, and we'll probably put it out on a couple more here and there.
Okay.
So again, guys, it's just going to be November. It's 2 months away because today's September 1st. So it's, one full month of September, one full month of October, and then that first weekend in November, we're going to be gathering. Some people fly into St. George Airport. Some people fly into Vegas. Some people drive from California. There are shuttle services. We'll get all those details out. I don't want to worry about all the details of what to wear and what to, what to bring. But what I do want, regardless if you're going to come or not, as you think about this and you ask yourself if it's a good idea, buy the book on audio and the physical book, A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Kikandi. It's a life changer. It's a game changer. I saw Casey Pluff put on there the other day. She says her book's on the way from Amazon Prime. She's about to get it. And I just put on there, next level, game changer, hashtag, and she gets that, Dave MacArthur's, and Carrie MacArthur devouring this book, Rhonda, me, oh my goodness. So many of my dearest friends are devouring this book. And it's something else, guys. I'm telling you, I just feel it in my bones that this Bliss Retreat is absolutely, it's already changed the financial blueprint and not just the financial, but it's all about wealth consciousness. And when we open up to wealth consciousness, of course, health consciousness, we're a health conscious group. So health, we could take it to the next level. Wealth, we can always take it to the next level. And don't forget, joy. We're taking joy to its next level because that's the reason we're here. And I'll prove to you that we're perfectly designed to experience joy all throughout the day and to execute decisions in the present moment. And those are two of the things that it's going to be about. But I'm just so excited. So, Yudong,
amen.
Thank you for the interview. Jeff, thank you for your words of encouragement and your to share about your journey because I see you and Debbie, of course, as just like rock star status, multimillionaires in this company, leaders, pillars, for all of us. And that's how this works, guys. We're connected. We're one. We got to really get
that
we're all in this together. And each other's breakthroughs are each other's breakthroughs. And I'm not kidding. Jeff has counseled me in so many ways and has showed up as my coach as an answer to my prayer, as hopefully I've been to him. That's how it works.
Been.
We're each other's answers to prayers. We are.
Yes.
You've been a mentor to me. Mentor, I follow I tell people, dude, that dude moves left, move left. He moves right, move right. Do exactly what they say. Do it.
So you guys, man, let's get off this call and let's take on some vibrational, what is that? And I just want you to know, to take a breath right now with me. 1, 2, 3, let's breathe in. You have every answer inside of you. Everything, every piece of love, all the joy, all the tools, all the awarenesses are located in you. Your spirit, your soul, your highest self, that part of you that is in charge of everything. And we just want to allow you to say hello to that and embrace it fully and live your life with no limits. No limits. That's what this is about. So we're going to unmute. Let's do this 1, 2, 3 isogenics and just really take on this Tuesday. So here we go, guys.
Unmuted.
Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
I think I did.
Thank you.